Praise the Lord forevermore. I'm sure you're having a beautiful weekend. This is day 20 of our 50 Days of Blessings program. I'm really looking forward to the Night of Blessings at the Tafawa Balewo Square, Lagos on September 12, 2025 from 6 p.m. till dawn. I can see that it will be a night that will be a change, a transformation for so many. And I know the Lord will visit us in a special way. Psalm 102 and verse 13 says, Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Glory to God. There's a time for God's favor. There's a set time. And do you know what? Your time is now. I want to read this to you in the New International Version as well. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. Glory to God. Do you remember in the scriptures when Jesus went to the synagogue and opened the Bible to the book of Isaiah and began to read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and so on and so forth. When he finished the chapter, he made a remarkable statement. He said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, this scripture that was written thousands of years ago has come to fulfillment today, because this is the time for the fulfillment of that scripture. Now, think about what we just read. It says, you will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. Do you know that this is the fulfillment of this scripture? Just like the Lord Jesus said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight. We can also say about this, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your life. It is God's appointed time to favor you. That's why you're hearing these words. That's why you are connected to this program. That's why we're in this meeting right now, sharing together, because it is the appointed time for your favor. God wants to bless you. He wants to bring special favors into your life. He wants to do you good. He wants to regard you. He wants to uplift you. And as you hear the word of God and you believe it and you act upon it as one that God has chosen, you discover a new wave of favor comes into your life. I want to read from Leviticus chapter 26 from verse 9. And again, I'll read this from the New International Version because it's easier. It says, I will look on you with favor. Now, this is God talking to his people who he has favored. And so it means that when we say God has favored you, we can say that we're going to see some of these things in your life. So it says, I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. Oh, hallelujah. The favor of God makes you fruitful and increases your numbers. What are your numbers? Maybe your profit margin, maybe the amount in your bank account, you know, maybe the number of businesses you have, maybe the number of whatever it is, your numbers, whatever those numbers are, God can increase them. It says, and I will keep my covenant with you. I like verse 10. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. Oh, praise the Lord. That means supernatural productivity, supernatural harvest, because while you're still dealing with the harvest of last year, you have to take it out and make room for the new. That is the impact of God's favor on your life. Life is very spiritual. You need to realize that the things we see on the outside are a reflection of the condition of our spirit. Life doesn't just happen. No, people happen. They happen in life. And the Lord is telling you today that you are in a set time of favor. You are in an appointed time of favor. Sometimes people think in the privacy of their hearts, they wonder why things don't go right for them. Some people wonder, why don't things just happen for me? I'm about to get the job and it's taken away. I'm about to move into that house. Somebody else gets it. Why don't things work out for me? That question has faced many people in their lives. But when you realize that God has an appointed time to favor you, he has a set time to favor you, and the time is now. I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the Spirit of God, and I declare to you that this is the appointed time for God to favor you. Maybe you're on your way somewhere now. You're expecting a call. You're expecting a feedback. Remember, this is God's time to favor you. God's favor opens doors for you. God's favor increases you. God's favor makes you attractive to others. It makes you, it draws others to you. It creates goodwill for you. And as God has favored you, that is what you're going to begin to walk in. I want you to put one hand on your chest and say these words. Say, Father, thank you for this day. These scriptures are fulfilled in my life. It is the set time, the appointed time for you to favor me and do me good. Thank you, Lord, for as you have favored me, I am prosperous. My numbers are increased. I thank you for supernatural, bountiful prosperity and harvest. The favor of God in my life gives me the advantage. The favor of God in my life opens doors for me and grants me access to places I couldn't have gone before. God's favor has increased in my life. Therefore, all good things gravitate toward me by the power of the Holy Spirit. I am blessed and highly favored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, wow, wow. As you have said that, you have unlocked a season of favor. Go out today and expect miracles. As you interact with people, you will discover that they are looking at you favorably now as opposed to before, because it's God's set time for you. I want to remind you of our upcoming program, A Night of Blessing. 12th of September 2025 at the Tafawa Balewa Square, Lagos, from 6 p.m. till dawn. Keep those dates. Plan to be there. Start praying about it. God will talk to you. Reserve your seat. Let me know today that you're coming. Call on the phone, 090-764-15312. Send an SMS. Go to our website, anightofblessings.org, and make your seat reservation. It's free. We have bus transportation, free bus transportation from all over Lagos coming to the TBS that night, and beautiful car parking with security. There's no reason for you to miss it. Start planning now to be there. I look forward to seeing you, and I know that the Lord is set to do something new and glorious in your life as you stay with us on the Night of Blessings. In the next few minutes, Pastor George will talk to you and share some thoughts with you. If you're not yet born again, today will be the best day for you to give your life to Christ. He will share some testimonies and also give you all the necessary information for you to prepare for the Night of Blessings. Start getting ready. We have just 30 days to go. Start getting ready. I look forward to seeing you. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ma'am, for these nuggets of blessings that you have daily been loading us with. Knowing that this is God's appointed time to favor us simply energizes us. It causes us to boldly face our days with joy. Thank you, Ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you've been blessed by those words from Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, "We are chosen of the Lord to be favored, and the favor makes us fruitful and it increases us." So be conscious that we live today and every day in the full manifestation of the impact of the favor of God, which opens doors for us, creates goodwill for us, attracts goodness to us as we experience supernatural productivity and abundant harvest. She said, "We are happening in this life." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, if you are not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, "O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. They belong to you now, O God. Thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, causing them to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, even that they are made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again, but we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin enjoying this life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. And if you've been blessed by these broadcasts, these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, or you have questions, you have prayer requests, please reach us on our number. Now, the number is 0907-641-5312. Again, 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Again, a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a night you'll never forget. It's a night of transformation for you. It's a night of change. It's a night of testimony, a night of the Word of God. You come to this program to dwell in the presence of God like never before. So come expectant. Remember, a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations and other inquiries about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org, anightofblessings.org. And if you live in Lagos, we do have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you to the venue of the program. Please reach us on our number. The number again is 0907-641-5312. That's 0907-641-5312. So remember, a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. For your free seat reservations and other information about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org, or you can call us for all inquiries on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Please reach us on that number also if you need information concerning the free bus shuttle arrangements. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy gbe kale ale ibukun pelu Oniwasu Diola Phillips ojo jimo ojo kejila osu kesan odun 2025 lati ago mefa irole ni Tafawa Balewa Square Eku Wambi asale rapada ati yipada oko fe wa fun onikaluku lati Marina titi de epe e paradi fun agba iyanu ti ko ti isele ri fun aye e lo si anightofblessings.org tabi ke pe wa sori number yi 0902 7416 3 1 2 fun bossi e ranti lati fi aye sile fun bossi lori number yi lekan si 0907641-5312 ipade di ojo na.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to Ekpe.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say